Hi, this is a dictation from Mr. James Marhesic, J-A-M-E-S-M-A-R-H-E-S-I-C. Date of birth is 5/12/1962. Date of accident is 8/17/2022. Date of service 2/2/2023. The patient James Marhesic is being seen for a follow-up visit. Allegedly, he was a victim of the automobile accident. Where he was T-boned by another car. When another car pulled out in front of him, he T-boned the other car. As a resident driver, leading to some headaches without any symptoms of TBI. However, he started having pain in the neck and also in the lower back, mostly on the right-sided paraspinal region and radiating to the right leg and also to the left leg sometime. The patient has some difficulty in walking. Currently, he reports that now he can walk without a cane, although he still has some pain and he requires some pain medication. The MRIs that were subsequently done after this accident were found positive with a bulging disc of the posterior disc and disc facet hypertrophy of L2 and 3, broad-based posterior disc bulge of L3 and L4, herniated disc of L4, L5, and herniated disc of L5, S1. In addition, the patient has a herniated disc of C3, C4, C4, 5, C5, 6, C6, 7. And our patient was advised to have epidural injection, which is refused. He has not provided consent, so no injection treatments have been done. He just wants to do a conservative treatment and also physical therapy. At this time, patient reports his pain level is 7. He has signed an affidavit for not going for a surgery consult or injection treatment. He reports 60 to 70% improvement in his symptoms. And ADLs are not affected. In the neurology psych patient has no symptoms at all, no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, nothing, none of them. In the pain and numbness patient has stiffness of the neck and the lower back along with pain in the lower back and neck and some pain in the right shoulder and decreased range of motion sometime and difficulty walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, can see painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report that there are no changes in the pain level and there is no relevant changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. The patient reports that there is he is not abusing any substances. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 149/98, pulse is 99, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which is 1/4/2023, dictation above. Case 0115-003. The plan is to continue the treatments for physical therapy, which has been ordered. He's been provided with the Onlux infrared device also. He's referred to ophthalmology to make sure his eyes are okay, because he's complaining of some blood vision. Regarding the medication, patient is provided with the following medication: Mobic, Ortran, and Zoloft. Mobic is for anti-inflammatory, Zoloft is for depression and anxiety, and Ortran is for pain. The physical therapy has been ordered to continue 3 times per week in the neck and the lower back and the right shoulder. Will be reduced to once a week from next visit, unless we receive the PT evaluation from the therapist and certification for further therapy. And the patient was advised about end of depression. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.